Hi, Joe Sebastian again. Today's poem for Poetry Month in April, a snippet from the Odyssey of Homer, translated by Robert Fagles. This book came out in 1996, and I believe there's a copy of it in the library. It's a wonderful translation and very readable, and I'd recommend anybody to start it as soon as you could. With that, Poseidon, he rammed the clouds together, both hands, clutching his trident, churned the waves into chaos, whipping all the gales from every quarter, shrouding over in thunderheads the earth and sea at once, and night swept down from the sky. East and south winds clashed, and the raging west and north sprung from the heavens, roiled, heaving breakers up, and Odysseus' knees quaked, his spirit too. Numb with fear, he spoke to his own great heart, "Wretched man, what becomes of me now at last? I fear the nymph foretold it all too well. On the high seas," she said, "before I can reach my native land, I'll fill my cup of pain. And now look, it all comes to pass. What monstrous clouds! King Zeus crowning the whole wide heaven black, churning the seas in chaos, gales blasting, raging all around my head from every quarter. My death plunge in a flash. It's certain now. 3, 4 times blessed my friends in arms, who died on the plains of Troy those years ago, serving the sons of Atreus to the end. Would to God I died there too and met my fate that day. The Trojans, swarms of them, hurled at me with bronze spears, fighting over the corpse of proud Achilles. A hero's funeral then, my glory spread by comrades. Now what a wretched death I'm doomed to die." At that, a massive wave came crashing down on his head, a terrific onslaught spinning his craft round and round. He was thrown clear of the decks, the steering oar wrenched from his grasp. And in one lightning attack, the brawling gale wind struck full force, snapping the mast mid-shaft, hurling the sail and sail yard far across the sea. He went under a good long while, no fast way out, no struggling up from under the giant wave's assault. His clothing dragged him down, divine Calypso's gifts. But at last he fought his way to the surface, spewing bitter brine, streams of it pouring down his head. But half drowned as he was, he'd not forget his craft. He lunged after her through the breakers, laying hold and huddling amidships. He fled the stroke of death. Pell-mell the rollers tossed her along down current, wild as a north wind tossing thistle along the fields at high harvest, dry stalks clutching each other tightly. So the gale winds tumbled her down the sea, this way, that way, now the south wind flinging her over to the north to sport with, now the east wind giving her up to the west to harry on and on.